This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. No complicated medical speak, just straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Now, here's the host of Eat Great, Live Well Radio, food psychology coach and best-selling author, Janelle McCauley.
Hi, and welcome to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm Janelle McCauley, and I want to thank you for joining me today. My promise to you is that if you take action on the information we provide each week, you will transform your health and your life. Before I introduce my guest for today's show, I want to invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and download our free ebook, Overcoming Portion Distortion. It's packed with quick and easy ideas for making mealtime family-friendly, fun, and healthy. Get your free copy today at eatgreatlivewellradio.com. We've got another great show planned for you today, so grab a pen and paper and your favorite beverage, and let's get started. My guest on today's show is Michelle Brown. I met Michelle at a recent networking event, and once I experienced what she offers, I couldn't wait to get her on the show and share her with you. Michelle is the founder of Dynamic Mobility Training. She has 25 years of experience in mind and body health practices. In her practice, she helps people find balance in their personal and work lives, resulting in greater productivity, improved relationships, and amazing health. Her dynamic training system combines physical movement, emotional management, and mental discipline. Her system teaches people seeking a greater level of health to achieve an increased level of vitality through their whole body. Michelle has such a great message. I know you're going to come away from our conversation today with at least a couple of ideas for enhancing your own life. Welcome to the show, Michelle.
Thank you so much, Janelle.
I'm really excited for our conversation today and to share some of the things that you've been doing and you've learned with our listeners. Before we really get into our conversation, I'd love to have you tell our listeners just a little bit more about your background and what it means to be a dynamic mobility trainer.
Okay, fabulous. Well, what it means to be a dynamic mobility trainer is that I really help people to bring your energy and your vitality to your whole body so that you feel great. And you can transfer that vitality and that energy to everything you're doing, your work, your relationships, and most of all, your health. And my background, I was a sick kid all the time, and I just really wanted to be able to be healthy. And so I've studied thousands and thousands and thousands of hours and practiced with people over the past 25 years and have put together a system that's super effective in helping people really build vitality, sustain your vitality, and bring it through. Like, that's the most important part, bring it through into your life.
Interesting. So can you explain just a little bit more about what you mean, bring it through to your life?
Yeah. Well, it's great to feel great. And it's also great to be able to bring that energy, like, to whatever you're doing. So, for example, you want to bring a lot of energy into your work so that you reach the people you need to reach and be really effective. And that starts with the body. And I really focus on helping you to connect your body. Like, you've got this amazing vehicle that you live in. And using your body like it's your best team member is really important to bring your energy through your work and also like to your relationships. You want to bring energy through. And you just trying to do that through your mind, it doesn't work so well. So mm-hmm. it's like we live, we get really trained to live in our mind a lot because, mm-hmm. you know, we're always in front of the computer and every, you know, people have been trained in education and analytical thinking, and that's all fantastic. But you need the body component with it to bring your body on board and bring that energy through your body. It's like mm-hmm. when you walk into a room, you can sense someone's energy, whether they're dynamic and alive and vibrant or whether they're not.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to bring that vibrance through every cell of your body makes a difference in what happens in your whole day and what happens in all your interactions.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. So what's the difference between what you do and what a physical therapist does?
That's a good question. A physical therapist is great in helping you do rehab from surgeries, accidents, injuries, or traumas or anything like that. And they, you know, they work on one specific part of the body usually. Like if you tear a muscle in your shoulder, they're really designed to help you rehab that shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I help you integrate your whole body. So I use the muscular system and I also use the nervous system. And a lot of times when you've had trauma or injuries or surgeries, and by the way, all of us have had some kind of trauma in our lives,
mm-hmm.
Your nervous system kind of gets held or stuck in that trauma or injury. And what I do is I help you reintegrate and make new connections through your body. Like your body's an electrical box, basically. It has electrical connections that go through it. And mm-hmm. I help you to make all those connections. And if there's not a connection going somewhere, like maybe your hip just keeps going out or your back keeps being in pain, and maybe you've had the therapy, but it worked well, but it came back, or there's still a problem, I just help you integrate your whole body so that you can make the connections and connect the fuses that need to connect so that you can get out of pain, get out of mm-hmm. stiffness, and eliminate, you know, tension and really have a lot of energy go through you. Because when mm-hmm. you have a problem like that, it drains your energy. It's like a huge energy drain to your electrical system. And then mm-hmm. you don't feel so well, and it can lead to a lot of other problems because your body is not working optimally. So I help you use the whole body to transfer energy between all your joints and bring vitality through all your tissues and your organs so that you feel great.
Well, and one of the things that we did when I saw you was to do a lot of breathing, and I don't know if you call it breath work, but do a lot of breathing. And I have to tell you, mm-hmm. first of all, I now, which I never noticed before, I realize how often I'm doing things. And we breathe automatically, but it's not really deep breathing like we did when I was with you. So I'm very much
right.
aware of taking that, you know, stopping and really doing those deep breaths. And it does change your posture. It changes how you feel, it changes your body. But can you talk mm-hmm. a little bit about that? Because I think that might help people see how you can get them to make some really quick changes by doing something as simple as really learning how to breathe and paying attention to it in your body.
Certainly, yeah. Your breath is one of the foundational pieces to help you make changes in your body. And building a really strong foundation of your body is really important. You want to be able to make changes and handle stress better. And so your breath is really key to be able to do that. And when I say make changes, it's like, wow, if you have some tension through your back, for example, and it's just always there,
mm-hmm.
learning how to breathe and bring your breath through your body, through your chest, and you can breathe into your back. And I think most people don't really know that, because you think, well, my lungs are right here in my chest, but breathing into different parts of your body and breathing fully helps the whole nervous system get different signals. It's like changes the signals from tension, tension, tension to opening up and to relaxing where there was just tension all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So the breath is really key to help you be in your body in a way that you can relax where there's tension or pain or stiffness and start to change the chemistry, basically, that's happening in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And it is possible to change your chemistry. When you get breath, you like take your breaks and you get breath through your body. You feel like, oh, wow, I'm going to take some deep breaths here. I'm just doing it right now.
Mm-hmm.
It, first of all, it improves your vitality, because breath is like your vital life source. You can go for a long time without food. You can go for quite a while without water, but you can't go for pretty much too long without your breath.
Mm-hmm.
It's your source of vital life force. And getting full, deep breaths and different types of breathing in your body and doing it throughout the day helps you stay really alert.
Mm-hmm.
It helps you stay aware of what's going on. It helps you relax. And it really helps your body function well. Because,
mm-hmm.
like, when you're sitting at your computer, you know, you do a lot of computer work.
Mm-hmm.
And we just do in our culture. And we tend to stop our breathing or make it really shallow. And that kicks in your analytical mind. So you, like, go into your brain a lot when your breath is really shallow. And
mm-hmm.
you're not using the breath for vitality while you work. And it's draining when your breath gets really, really low and really shallow. So you asked about the breath, like bringing your breath, just being aware of taking some time. Like you can set your timer during the day to remind yourself to breathe. It really helps you feel more relaxed and invigorate you.
Mm-hmm. Is it possible, because I know for me personally, and it may be the way it is, I really have to pay attention to those deep breaths, because when I'm not, it seems like they're much more shallow. So I've really been trying to take that break, and it really does help get up, because, you know, we talked about getting up and just moving a little bit, because sometimes you can sit for 2, 3, 4 hours and not even realize it. So that mm-hmm. awareness. But then even when I'm in the car and I'm at a stoplight, I kind of use that as a trigger to say, okay, I'm going to take some deep breaths and really just, you know, do that. And it does shift my whole energy. I know it sounds kind of, for people that haven't tried it, but it really does make a big shift.
Yeah. Oh, that's awesome that you're doing that, because, yeah, it does help you make a big shift. And, you know, it's a trained skill to be able to bring more of that breath into your whole day. Just
mm-hmm.
kind of like you get trained. We actually get trained to breathe really shallow and even stop our breathing. And children, this is one interesting thing. Children, to be able to control anything, like a situation where they're afraid or whether they don't like or they're having a lot of feelings, they hold their breath. And so we get trained to hold our breath, especially sitting in front of a computer, because people's breath just dive most
mm-hmm.
of the time, because you're so in your mind, and most people are not trained to use their breath really fully while they're working on the computer.
Mm-hmm.
So we actually train ourselves for really shallow breath. And if you can train yourself to have really shallow breath, it is super possible to train yourself to breathe much deeper. But it takes a lot of repetition. It takes wanting to do it. And when you do it, people get amazing results breathing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's really the built-in tool that we have. It's free. It's available. And it's learning how to use the breath and how to put it into your day. That's where the skill is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I certainly encourage everyone to try it and learn more about it. And I know you'll talk more about how they can do that a little bit later. And we need to take a real quick break. But when we come back, I'd love to have you talk about how the type of movement that you teach and that you work with people on really can help impact their overall health. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Michelle Brown. And if you missed the segment before the break, you need to go back and listen to it. We were talking about how breathing can really impact your whole body, your posture, just everything that you're doing. And I'd love to just shift just a little bit. And before we talk about movement and how that impacts your body, I'd love to ask you, Michelle, and I know you talked a little bit about what got you into what you're doing and being sick as a child, but I'd love to ask my guests, you know, what really motivates them to live healthy and to share their message with others? We call it your big why, understanding your big why and how it motivates you and the message that you're sharing.
Great. Well, my big why is that I want to be the most vital person that I can be. And I want to just feel fantastic all the time. And so that, and just bring that into my work. And honestly, every personal relationship that I have. Because I get that we're all leading our work and we're leading our relationships. And I want to lead mine feeling great and having a lot of energy. And it's just more fun to do that. And just, wow, I was sick till I was like in my 20s. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that gets really old, living on antibiotics and being sick once or twice a month. And boy, I just made a decision then. I am not going to do that for the rest of my life. And so I just set out on a journey of learning all kinds of different modalities of health and all kinds of different techniques and all kinds of different ways to make myself healthier. And I really want to do it inside me. And mm-hmm. I want to teach other people how to do it because there's a sense of power and authority that you can have inside you. Like it feels good to be in charge of my energy. And that's what I teach people. Like it feels good to be in charge of your energy and be in charge of how much vitality you have and be in charge of feeling super great. Mm-hmm. So that's basically my big why is I want to keep building that. And you know, as you age, it's really important to do it. Like we have to work a little harder. Mm-hmm. than we did when we were 20, to keep the energy and the vitality and the usefulness going and to be able to go out and do things and feel super great while you're doing them, take some work. So I like exploring all the things that you can do and finding new ways to help myself and help my clients to really benefit from increased vitality and energy.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I always encourage people to try new things because you often don't know that you don't feel as good as you can. You mm-hmm. just kind of go through life, you're going on, and you don't know that it can be any better or any different. And I love the fact that you said, you know, you were on medications, you had health challenges, all of that, because I think people often say, nothing's going to change it. It can't change. It is the way it is. And there may be some cases and some situations where that's absolutely true. I'm not saying it's, you know, can change in all cases, but I think in the majority of cases, it really can. You know, the statistics say that 80% of our illnesses, of our health challenges are really because of lifestyle choices and things that we're doing. And I think making some really simple shifts in some of those things can make a huge difference in how your body feels. I mean, even just getting enough oxygen to it. And, you know, when you explained it the way you did when we were working together, it just made it made sense. And then you can start to feel the changes as you're breathing deep. And it wasn't hard work, although I felt like I had a full workout. And the thing that's interesting is because you usually, in order to feel that way, you've just got to go run, you know, miles and miles, or, you know, run on the treadmill, or, you know, do really heavy work. But you don't. If you do the right kind of activities, it can really impact your body in a big way.
It's true. It's totally true. The breathing is one thing that is really amazing for building your health and building your core. And if you do this, the breath that I showed you when you came in was to breathe into your lower rib cage, right in the mm-hmm. front of your lower rib cage, right underneath your breastbone. And that's where your diaphragm is, the biggest breathing muscle there. And just breathing into that area builds your core, and it builds your ability to lift your body up, and it builds your ability to make changes in the quantity of breath that you can take in and expel, and also the quality of breath. And both of those, quantity and quality, make a really big difference in how you can make changes in your health. So mm-hmm. You said something really interesting, which was, people don't believe that things can change. And sometimes we get told that, or we fall into a belief that they can't change. And you're right, some things can't change, but boy, there are a lot of changes that you can make around what can't change.
Mm-hmm.
So
absolutely.
The breath actually helps your body to change. This is a cool thing. It helps all the tissues in your body to get more oxygen and circulation through them. And when that happens, when you get more circulation in your body, in all your tissues, like, you can diminish a lot of pain.
Mm-hmm.
Pain, like, kind of hangs out a lot of times and lingers on the surface of your body. When you get down into your body, then what happens is, with the breath and putting your attention in there and really breathing down inside, you can make a lot of shifts in your pain, in pain that's happening, or in stiffness or in tension, because you're starting to move your body on the inside through breath, and breath moves circulation. So it's really interesting how that happens. And it's, like, super effective. When you increase circulation through your whole body will make changes of some kind. Like, I guarantee it. Because increased circulation, like, wherever we have pain or tension, a lot of times there's, like, lack of circulation or really low circulation. And that low circulation creates a vibration in your nervous system that's like, it's a lot of tension. But when the breath, like, plumps everything up inside, it releases the held tension, and it gives you more circulation, and then you feel better.
Is that what you're referring to when you talk on your website about feeling your body, not just feeling it when it's in pain, but just really feeling your body?
Yeah. Well, feeling your body, yeah, you have to go inside to really feel your body. I mean, you can feel the surface. You can put your hands on your thighs, for example, and feel your thighs. And you're starting to feel your body. You're bringing your mind to your body. And that also makes changes. When you come inside, when you start to be aware and pay attention of your breath, you're starting to feel down inside your body. And if you just put your attention on your breath flowing in and your breath flowing out of your lower rib cage, for example, or of your chest, just paying attention to that helps take your mind down inside into the awareness of your body. And that feeling your body already starts making changes to do that. It already starts shifting. And chemicals in your body, as you do this breath of just being aware, putting your attention inside, there's chemicals that are already changing in your system. And that those chemicals give you like better, you know, more endorphins, better, more of the good chemicals that help you feel healthy.
Well, and I think it also really reduces the stress because I know when I was doing the deep breathing and really feeling the different parts of where the breath, you know, where the breath was and doing that, it really, it takes your mind off of everything else. So it really helps you be very present, be very focused. And it, for me, it really helped increase the relaxation and, you know, really unwind, decompress, you know, whatever word people want to use, but really be fully present.
Right. That makes total sense. What's happening there is you're getting a chemical change in your brain when you do this. And that takes you to the side of your nervous system that knows how to relax, the parasympathetic nervous system. And it kind of kicks your brain over into that part that you have. You have two parts of the nervous system, the sympathetic part, which is your fight or flight stress mode, and your parasympathetic, which is your relax mode. And it kicks your brain over into that part of the nervous system that knows how to relax. Like it's already built into your structure and your system. So it kind of takes you over to that side when you do the breath. So it makes sense that you would feel more relaxed when you breathe. Because that's what you're doing. You're initiating a change in your body to be able to relax more and feel down inside your body more. And then when you do that, you can handle stress better.
So how does the type of movement that you teach impact a person's health, and how does that kind of combine with the breath work?
Okay. Well, the movement that I teach is part of the work, and the breath and the movement together helps you to keep bringing your vitality and your energy through your whole body. Our bodies are really made to move, and if we sit all day, we tend to get pretty compressed, compressed in your spine because, you know, you tend to hunch over the computer, or compressed in your hips, or compressed in your shoulders, and your neck gets really tight. All of that compression is from not moving and not breathing fully. And so the movement that I teach helps you to start to move in different ways in your body. It's not like an exercise, like I'm going to give you this exercise movement, but it's the movement that I teach really helps you release stiffness and kind of lubricate your body on the inside so that you have more flexibility, you're more pliable, and you can release a lot of tension through moving your body. And, you know, we need to move our bodies. Like, we need to do practical things all day long, by, you know, like reaching behind the passenger seat when you're driving and grabbing some, or not maybe when you're driving, but, you know, grabbing something back there, that's a movement that your shoulder has to do. Or standing on a step stool and reaching up and getting something out of a cabinet, or even like picking up a heavy load of laundry or something out in the backyard that you have to transfer from one side to the other. Like, your body needs to be able to flow with all those movements.
Mm-hmm.
So the movement that I teach gives you more flow in your body so that you can respond and pick that stuff up or reach or move, and your body doesn't seize up because it can't move that way because it's too compressed. It releases the compression in your body, and I'm going to use the word open. It kind of opens things up where they've been stuck or rigid. Mm-hmm. And it also gives you, the movement that I teach also gives you greater balance in your body, which is really important.
Mm-hmm.
Because you need to feel steady and stable and balanced through your feet and your legs and your hips all the time so that, you know, you don't feel like you're going to topple over. So the movement and the breath work combined really trains you how to use more of your full body in your day and stay really alive and moving, because when you get compressed, it really affects your brain too. Like, your mind tends to really get tired or get fixed on something. And when you get up and move, it just kind of shakes everything up, moves things around in your body. And then you have a lot more pathways to be able to get ideas and inspirations because you're not all compressed in your full body.
Mm-hmm. And that's really that's really fascinating. We need to take another real quick break. And when we come mm-hmm. back, I want to talk just a little bit more about how the breath work and the mobility really help people who have certain types of problems and illnesses, and then talk about how your diet can impact your mobility. Stay
Great.
Tuned. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com, and let's start the conversation.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Janelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Michelle Brown. And before the break, we had a fascinating conversation about really talking about breath work and talking about movement and how they impact your mobility. And before we went to the break, you made the statement that it helps your balance to keep you steady and stable. And also, you're really using your full body. And I'd like to ask you, Michelle, how does the type of work you do with movement and with breath work really help certain types of problems or physical problems or illnesses? How can people benefit with better mobility?
Okay, fantastic. Well, when you have like a certain problem in your body, let's say you have low back pain, and it's just kind of constant. Your body's learned how to hold that tension in a certain way in your body. And it's also learned, like you've also learned how to how to use your low back usually for moving around. And that puts a lot of tension in your low back. That's like one of the primary reasons of low back pain. It's like there's too much pressure in your low back. And so the movement that I work with helps you learn how to use more of your body, like, you know, in a way that I'll call leveraged, so that you can use more of your feet, your hips, your ankles, and your legs for stability instead of just using your low back all the time. And so I teach people how to get up and down by using their legs and feet and their whole body and move through your day using your whole body. It really makes a difference being able to leverage your weight through your whole body instead of putting all the pressure in one spot. And that's kind of the same thing with your shoulders. People have just chronic shoulder problems or neck problems. Most likely, not always, but there's too much tension being held in the shoulders or neck. And you can have, you know, disc problems and stuff like that in there too that's causing it. But how you got there into that disc problem many times is you tend to like just form a pattern of holding your neck and shoulders way too tight for the rest of your body. Mm-hmm. And so what I teach is how to put your weight more in the other parts of your body, find stability in your lower body, and not put so much tension in your upper body, in your neck and shoulders. It's kind of like taking an egg timer and turning mm-hmm. it over and taking all the sand down into the bottom so that the bottom can participate more and the top kind of relaxes a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So that's definitely one type of problem that I see quite a bit. And another thing that I see is people have problems from different types of trauma, whether the trauma was an injury or whether even surgery, like just recovering from surgery, that's a big trauma to your body. And your body needs to recover from that. It also needs to unwind the tension that happened during the surgery and pre-surgery. And so the movement, this is so cool. I want to really share it with you. The movement helps you kind of reprogram your body and build new pathways, like neuropathways in your neurological system, so that you can reprogram those areas of trauma to relax more and to integrate more into your whole body. Because what happens when you have a trauma, which could be from a surgery, an injury, an accident, any of that, is it gets locked in your body.
Mm-hmm.
And the breath work helps the nervous system relax around that trauma because it couldn't relax at the time that you had the trauma. It needs to learn how to relax.
Mm-hmm.
And the movement with the breath work helps you to put new neural pathways in your body so that your body learns how to move differently. And it's totally doable. It can be done.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just some types of problems that people can have that you can get a lot of relief from by doing the movement and the breath work together.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know when we were working together, you had said, because I told you I had some pain in my hands, and, you know, a lot of it's from repetitive, you know, doing repetitive things, but you said from, you know, some things that a lot of it can start in the shoulders, so we did some things to stretch that out, and then you gave me some exercises I can do, and it really made a huge difference. I mean, I got more relief than I did taking, you know, different types of pain medication and things. So it really does work. Now, let me ask you, do you help people with their posture and, you know, how might that impact their health?
Okay. Yes, I do help people with their posture. And that's a big part of your health is posture and balance. As people age, and have really shallow breath and hunch over computers. You know, our culture right now, we tend to like start doing this forward kind of posture. And that tends to cramp up all your organs. It gets your mind isn't as clear when you're hunched forward and when your shoulders are forward. Mm-hmm. And it can really start in activating some pain through your shoulders and through your neck and through your back that won't go away because you get frozen in that kind of posture. Mm-hmm. And so doing some movement and some breath work and some really getting into the diaphragm areas that I was speaking of earlier in the ribs with your breath and being able to lift yourself up there, well, it gives you more confidence in your body.
Mm-hmm.
It gives you like a improved posture, which changes your body's chemistry. Like when you can lift yourself up without forcing yourself to lift up, it really helps you feel confident and alive and vibrant. And what's cool about that is you start emanating more confidence, more aliveness, and more vibrance with whoever you're with, and
mm-hmm.
especially in your relationships and your work. So posture is a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
And posture is also a big deal in aligning your body. So, you know, sometimes people stand with one hip out, kind of your hand, like if you've had a baby especially and you're used to holding the baby all the time, kind mm-hmm. of stand with that hip out. I know a lot of athletes, maybe some golfers, stand with their hip kind of cocked all the time. That throws your body off. And it starts messing up the electrical circuitry in your body so that
mm-hmm.
you can start having compensations in your body when you throw your body out of whack like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then one day you might have some hip pain and that might get worse, and maybe then some low back pain because, you know, the hips talk to the low back, and if the hips are way over to one side and the low back isn't, then there's a communication problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then it can affect all the nerves in your spine, and things get messed up when your posture and your body is out of alignment. So it's not like you have to walk around rigid all the time, you know, with your shoulders arched back. You want to natural posture where it feels good to lift yourself up. And the way that you get that is through the breathing. The breathing helps you actually lift up your body internally and makes you want to stand up straight and tall and with an open chest and really feel good about yourself. So the posture really makes a difference in your attitude, and it makes a difference in how your confidence about your body, how well balanced you feel,
mm-hmm.
and it makes a difference on how well you maneuver around, because eventually
mm-hmm.
if you have really poor posture, your body will adapt to that, and then things don't seem quite right, and they get worse. So,
interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Well, we need to take our final break. And when we come back, I really wanted to spend our last time together just talking about how diet, how hydrating, you know, the things that we're putting into our body can really impact our, you know, our health and our vitality. This is Janelle McCauley, and you're listening to Eat Great, Live Well Radio.
Do you struggle with your weight or your health? Do you wish you had more energy to do the things you really want to do? Are you tired of counting calories and fad dieting? Do you want to eat your favorite foods and not feel guilty? If you answered yes to any of these questions, then the Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program is the answer for you. Being healthy isn't about fad dieting, feeling guilty, or eating nothing but tofu and wheatgrass. It's about making small, healthy choices that add up over time to create life-changing transformation for you and your family. The Eat Great, Live Well personalized wellness program will show you how easy it is to be healthy, happy, and well-fed all at the same time. Visit eatgreatlivewell.com for more information or to enroll in this life-changing program. You deserve to both eat great and live well. Check it out today at eatgreatlivewell.com.
You're listening to Janelle McCauley on the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome back to Eat Great, Live Well Radio. I'm your host, Jonelle McCauley, and today we're talking with Michelle Brown, and we've been talking about movement, we've been talking about breath work, and really how it impacts your mobility and your vitality. And actually, I think it's really interesting, Michelle. My husband's been working with a sales coach, and she often talks about how posture affects your impact and your delivery and how people respond to you. So it, you know, not only helps your health, but it just, it really impacts who you are and the message that you give to others.
It's absolutely on. What happens is when you feel good about your posture and you're doing great posture, like you're lifting yourself up through your body, you can see that. Other people can see that. And it's, when you're doing that, it's easier to reach out to other people because you're feeling where you're confident in yourself. I think poor posture sometimes can really stimulate in your brain where you have low self-esteem or low self-confidence, and it's kind of like you're hunkering down. But when you're lifting up and you're opening your shoulders and you're letting your body be aligned, there's a certain frequency that happens in your body that emanates from your body, and it affects other people, like, tremendously. It affects other people because you feel confident to them. Mm-hmm. And in sales, you want to feel and be as confident as you can be when you're delivering your message. You don't want to deliver a message of low self-esteem. You want to deliver a message of confidence and being energetic and really being strong in your own foundation so that you can reach out to the other person with that strength and that confidence. And that makes all the difference in the world in your delivery.
Mm-hmm.
People are attracted to that.
Mm-hmm. It really does make a difference. And I think of, when you're talking about that, I think of, you know, when you're talking to someone, there's some people that just really exude that confidence, and those are the people that you're attracted to.
Mm-hmm.
So how does your diet impact your mobility? You know, some people may say that they're not related, but I really do believe that they are. What do you think?
Well, I think that diet is really important. You have to find the diet that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And sensing into your body can really help you to find what works for you and what doesn't work for you. Sometimes just, you know, eating a specific diet that someone told you to do or that you got the latest book from, that may not be your best option.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually know what your system needs and what it doesn't need. And sometimes it's trial and error. You have to kind of get a sense of what your system needs and what it doesn't need. But when you give yourself the right combo, it can be really helpful to you. And so I get what's really important in diet is that you feel inside. This is what we were talking about earlier. Put your attention inside your body and really sense, is this the right food for me right now, today? Is this what's right for me right now? And only you can really tell yourself that. I mean, you can get models from other people, but you know your stomach, you know your emotions right now, you know what's going on in your system, and it's really important to choose the right thing for you. And, you know, if you can do that, it can really help. If not, then it's usually not the end of the world, but boy, it sure can help you build your strength when you sense inside and then come up with what works for you. And putting in nutrition into your body is really, really valuable. It's just like thinking really good thoughts. It's really, that's kind of nutrition for your body also.
Mm-hmm.
Being present, that's nutrition for your body. So you want the best nutrition that you can get, and diet's part of it. It's really important.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think, and mindset is so important. And I really believe that if you listen to your body, you know what it needs. You know whether a food agrees with you or doesn't. And I think it's really important. I was having this conversation this morning with a couple of women about just emotional versus physical hunger, because I think a lot of people eat because they're really dealing with emotional issues, but they're eating food because it gives them comfort, not because it's fueling their body and, you know, not because it's really serving their body. It's serving their emotions. And I think doing the breath work and doing the movement and really getting in touch with your body will help people get more connected to what they need and what really serves them.
Absolutely. You know, you're talking, it's really interesting, you're talking about the emotional component of eating. It does help feel, make you feel comfortable and give you more comfort for a brief period of time. But it's not solving the foundation of what the problem is. There's something off in the system that needs to be corrected. And so you're totally accurate when you say breath work and the movement really makes a difference. It's like, and even going out in nature, like, that's huge. We spend a lot of time in our houses or our buildings, and getting that fresh air and moving and breathing can totally change the chemistry of what's happening in your head, so you don't need the food. You are getting the nutrition from the sun and from feeling the earth under your feet and from the energy around you. And it's really important to know where you get your energy sources from. You know, are you doing the, if you start binging, you know that that's making you feel comfortable, that there's something off. I mean, it's just it's just what's happening. But if you look to a lot of other energy sources, like nature and like your environment that's healthy and building, that can really help you transform that wanting to eat to make yourself comfortable, to bringing in more energy, and then you don't feel so much like eating to make yourself comfortable. You're getting the energy that you need, and you're soothing your system through other ways. And that's a real skill to build, to be able to access these different types of energy.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important for people, and we talked about it, is making sure that you're drinking enough water. I think today people are drinking, they think, a lot of fluids, but they're really, they're drinking juice or soda or, you know, and not getting enough water to hydrate their body and their joints and their muscles and their tissue and everything that they need. So, you know, just making sure that people are really in this whole process, making sure that they're really staying hydrated with the right thing.
That's really important. That hydration keeps your tissues hydrated. If your tissue is dehydrated, you don't feel good. And when you do movement, when you do a lot of movement, you create more of an environment inside that needs more hydration. And that pure H2O, just consistently throughout the day, is really important. Like, if you get that you don't drink enough water, one trick or tip that you can do is set your phone timer for every hour or half hour. Give yourself that signal all day long, like, oh, there's my water timer. I'm going to drink some water now, like 4 ounces or 6 ounces or something. If you do that regularly throughout the day, you know, you'll have gotten your water that you need to stay hydrated instead of just waiting like every 4 hours or something to drink water. You want to bring it in throughout your whole day, and that phone timer is a really, if you could do it, it's a really good indicator and a cue to be able to do it.
No, that's a great reminder. You've shared so much with us today and some great information. And I know that you work with people both in person but also remotely, which I found fascinating. Can you tell our listeners how they can learn more about you and connect with you if they'd like to learn more and explore some of these things?
Sure. you can go to my website, which is called dynamicmobilitytraining.com, and I have a free gift on the website if you go and you sign up for that. And the free gift is a really awesome video about movement and breath, and I lead you through some really fun movement and breath that you can incorporate during your day. And you can also find out my information, all of it's there, on how to reach me.
Perfect. Thank you. And we will post a link to your website with today's interview on our eatgreatlivewellradio.com website. And I really encourage people to go check it out. I didn't really know what to expect, and I was really pleasantly surprised, and it really shifted the way I think about all of it. I like to ask our guests, and I know you gave them one tip about setting their phone timer, but do you have one more action item that our listeners can implement in the next week to start creating a healthier future for themselves and their families?
Yes, I totally do. So one thing that I love to give people to do is to do a regular breathing practice. And you can set your phone timer again for this, because if you're sitting at the computer and it's been 4 hours, you have not gotten enough breath and enough movement. So set your phone timer for at least once an hour. To get up, just stretch your arms up above your head and take 1 to 3 deep breaths if you can. Or do it wherever you are. You don't have to stretch your hands up, but you can just take those 3 deep breaths and bring them through your whole body. And that is invigorating. It helps you stay invigorated through the whole day, so that by the end of the day, you'll have breathed through your day and gotten more breath. And it's really, really effective to help you handle stress and feel energized by the time you get to the finish of your workday.
I love that. And I'd also encourage people, my addition to that is when you're sitting at a stoplight, take 3 or 4 deep breaths and really feel it in your diaphragm. It'll make a huge difference. But thank you very much for everything you shared today, Michelle. It's been a really wonderful conversation. Thank you.
You're welcome. I really enjoyed it. Thank you.
So until next week, remember that even small changes can make a positive difference in your health and your life. Healthy choices you make every day add up over time to create a healthy future for yourself and your family. Be sure to join me each week as we continue the conversation on how to build a healthier relationship with food and with yourself. And again, I invite you to go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com and be part of our conversation. Click on our Facebook link and share your thoughts. Share what you loved about today's conversation and share your questions. Take care and have a great and healthy week. Bye-bye for now.
Thank you for tuning in to Eat Great, Live Well Radio, your trusted source for the information you need to take control of your health and your life. Each week at this time, we bring you straight talk about eating healthier without giving up the foods you love. Join us next Thursday and every Thursday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on the EWN Radio Network. To get a replay of this week's show, listen to past shows, or contact Janelle, go to eatgreatlivewellradio.com. Have a great week, and remember, you can choose to eat great and live well.